This week's podcast dates back to an era of cruelty and discrimination, all practiced in the hopes of creating wealth for empires. This is the slave trade, occurring during the 16th to 18th centuries and primarily practiced to extract wealth from African laborers. Europe and the Americas used African labor to fuel their sugar plantations and resources in the hopes of silver, while African lives were taken and abused at the expense of others' wealth. The object of focus from the slave trade is the drawing of the slave ship, the Brooks. This was a slave ship used during the slave trade to carry African slaves to their required destinations. So what is the importance of this specific slave ship compared to the rest? Its importance dates back to when the Brooks was discovered. Prime Minister William Pitt, leader of Great Britain's government during the middle of the 18th century, sent Captain Parry of the Royal Navy to Liverpool to examine the dimensions of slave ships. When the amount of space was calculated per slave for each of the 26 ships that Parry examined, Brooks had the second smallest allocation of space per slave. Historian Marcus Rediker said that Captain Parry had noted the ship was definitely built for the slave trade, as there were air ports cut into the side of the ship in the lower deck where the slaves were kept. However, there were only 14 ventilation pits, most definitely not enough for the amount of slaves confined in the area. The ship was one of the most used during the slave trade, with the captain purchasing 5,163 Africans and only 4,559 were delivered alive. Overall, this ship truly represents the barbarity of the slave trade. The truth behind the drawing was then capitalized on during the slave trade's abolition movement to demonstrate how awful the slave trade actually was. William Alford published the picture in an abolitionist broadside in 1788. By portraying this picture on a broadside, similar to that of a poster board, the abolitionists were able to reach their subjects by hanging the posters up in populated areas where they knew they could reach viewers. The picture then grew popularity and was published in the Plymouth chapter of the Society for Effecting the Abolition of the Slave Trade in November 1788. The image and its message then spread widely, being published in Bristol and then created many times after in America and Britain. How abolitionists came across this information about the Brooks is debated, but many believe that William Pitt himself leaked Parry's information to the Plymouth and London abolition committees, who then published the picture. This testimony does hold validity because Pitt was an active member in the abolitionist movement. The committees chose to publish the Brooks interior because, according to Marcus Rediker, the committees believed that in order for the abolition movement to be successful, they needed to educate, agitate, and activate the people in Britain, America, and indeed anywhere where the slave trade took place. The Brooks drawing was a perfect image to create a widespread movement because it depicted the misery and depravity of the slave trade. Rediker believes that the abolitionists wanted this picture to prove to the people that a slave ship was a place of violence, cruelty, inhumane conditions, and horrific death. Brooks was chosen to get this point across. Below the image of the ship is a Wedgwood medallion. This image was a huge symbol of the abolitionist movement, depicting a chain-slaved with his hands up, asking, "Am I not a man and a brother?" By putting this symbol on the broadside, the abolitionists could entice the people to think about the moral dilemma of the slave trade, as the African slaves were in essence, like everyone else, a man and a brother. The slave trade took place in the Atlantic during the 16th through 19th centuries, and many of the slaves were transported to the New World through the triangular trade. When the Portuguese colonized in Africa, they expanded the opportunities of the slave trade, as it was already occurring in parts of Africa and the Middle East. They introduced the advantages that could be gained through African laborers to the New World. The slaves were used in the New World to work on their plantations, especially the sugar cane plantations. However, sugar was a killing crop, as many of the slaves died working on these plantations as they endured unworkable conditions of unhealthy heat and were given little food. As a result, the average lifespan for the slaves after departing from Africa was roughly 3 years. This caused the cycle to continue, as once a certain amount of slaves was depleted, new ones had to be brought in. The Europeans utilized the slaves to capitalize on New World resources and to accommodate the shortage of labor in the New World. However, this negatively impacted Africa because the amount of laborers at hand was diminishing. Not only was the working conditions life-threatening once the slaves reached their destinations, but also many of the slaves did not even make it off the ship. The living conditions on the ship were awful, as slaves were held captive in the lower levels of the ship with little space, food, sanitation, and ventilation. Many died from disease and were simply thrown off the ships once pronounced dead. The Brooks ship had a mortality rate of 11.7. Conditions were inhumane for the slaves on and off land. However, this was a driving force of prosperity during the time, so no one wanted to stop. Triangular trade was thriving, and the Europeans in the Americas were using the slaves as their source of wealth. They were able to gain silver from the resources extracted from the slaves' labor, and Africa was able to gain wealth from foreigners purchasing their citizens. However, the end was soon approaching through the abolition movement. The movement began in the 1830s and was focused on the emancipation of slaves. This is where the book Slave Ship depictions stem from, as abolitionists wanted society to understand the cruelty of the slave trade and why it immediately needed to be ended and never occur again. The Wedgwood Medallion aims to trigger the morality in citizens, as it portrayed that slaves were not any different from anyone else and deserved their freedom. Overall, this podcast takes a look back into history's most controversial eras, the time of the slave trade. The Brooks Ship depicts the cruelty of the slave trade and hopes to extend the abolitionist movement and end slavery. It also tells the story of the historical events that led up to the slave trade, why it occurred, how it impacted the globe, and why it needed to be ended. Historians have certainly learned from this era as one that does not need to be repeated. This concludes this week's podcast, and we hope you tune in next week.